March 30th, today's scripture. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. John 3, verse 14, the English Standard Version. Today's guide. When preparing for today, think about the following. Jesus gave us an example that even from death can come life and redemption. Food for thought. A loss of any kind can be difficult and overwhelming to cope with. It can feel like nothing will ever be the same again, and life will never return to normal. But even in the midst of all of it, there is always hope. Today's scripture provides a profound reminder that in our darkest moments, hope can be found in the words of Jesus Christ. Just as Moses lifted up a bronze serpent for those who were bitten by snakes, Jesus was lifted up on the cross for us to find healing for our sins. By taking on all humanity's sufferings, Jesus gave us an example that even from death can come life and redemption. The love that Jesus showed when he died on the cross was not just a singular act, but rather it continues to pour out into our lives today, whenever we seek it out through prayer or our quiet time. We have access to his grace and mercy no matter what we are going through. By believing that there is something better beyond our current circumstances, we can find hope even in grief and find the strength to carry on each day. Gratitude. Gratitude can be expressed in many ways, from verbal acknowledgments to acts of kindness. Having a grateful heart is essential to living a life filled with joy and contentment, no matter the circumstance. Being thankful helps us focus on the good things that are present in our lives instead of worrying about what we don't have or what could go wrong. Acknowledging all that God has done for us helps us open up opportunities to receive even more blessings because it expresses confidence in His provision and care. Practicing gratitude can bring peace, hope, joy, and security into our lives as well as others around us when we choose to share our gratitude. Take some time to reflect on what you're grateful for and write it down. Who can you be vulnerable with and share your gratitude? Today's prayer. Lord, you are faithful to your word. Therefore, as I look to you and trust in you, I have peace and am wholehearted. Amen.